This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about alternative currencies here, and there's other news in the world of alternative currencies. We spent quite a bit of time last hour talking about Bitcoin and how it is on the rise as far as it being a viable alternative currency for online anonymous purchases, but you can even use it for non-anonymous purchases as well. So Bitcoin having some success. And obviously gold and silver are long-time favorites in the world of alternative currency. It's something you can hold in your hand, something that has intrinsic value in that gold and silver are used in the marketplace in various industrial capacities, and it's very unlikely that those uses are going to disappear anytime soon, so there will always be some value.
An ounce is an ounce.
There. Correct. And so gold and silver, apparently there's some news out of Utah, Mark, that you were going to share with us. Some positive news coming from the state government there regarding a possible alternative, like officially endorsed alternative currency.
Yeah, this hasn't gone all the way through, but it has, been made it through the House. And I think I don't know. The way that it read, it didn't seem like it had to go through the Senate. I don't know. Let me read the story to you. It's from blogs.forbes.com. Mm-hmm. 2,000 miles away from Washington, Utah sent a strong message yesterday that the nation's monetary system is dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
A bill authorizing gold and silver as legal tender passed the State House and, with the governor's signature, will become law. So it doesn't sound like it has to go through any kind of Senate. I don't know if they don't have a bicameral set up there. I'm not sure. This pushback against the Federal Reserve was truly a bottom-up effort, initiated by a group of activists and two freshman legislators keenly aware that the debt-based dollar is a significant drag on the U.S. economy, and it paves the way for more grassroots efforts to challenge the status quo and Ben Bernanke, something previously unthinkable. Mm-hmm. And this is true. This is previously unthinkable.
That a state government would do something like this?
The state government would authorize an alternative currency based in gold and silver is absolutely unthinkable.
Which is legal tender in that state.
Yep.
So they can even pay taxes with it.
Well, it'd be legal tender pretty much anywhere. There's really no governing body that is making gold and silver, and I don't know how they're going to do it, quite frankly.
Well, that doesn't mean they'll be minting it. That just means it's legal tender.
They could mint it, but it's legal tender, which means that they'll accept it
for any debt, public and private.
Yes. Yeah.
Public, including property taxes. I don't know. It's very interesting.
Presumably.
How do you exchange it? If you have an ounce of gold, it's obviously they're not going to call it a certain amount. I mean, well, an ounce of gold is now $1,400.
Well, you mean in law, they couldn't do that.
Yeah,
but they'll probably look at what the spot price of gold or silver is that day and calculate it based on that day.
There would need to be a premium on it. It's not free to mint a coin. Spot is based on large quantities of stuff in big bars and things. Anyway, in addition to recognizing gold and silver coins as money, the Utah Sound Money Act provides a credit against their capital gains tax liability and instructs a legislative committee to study the establishment of an alternative legal tender system in the state.
Hmm.
This legislation is not only a response to the decline of the dollar, but also rooted in the founders' ideas about money, which is inscribed in Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution. No state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. The federal government abided by this for most of the nation's history, using hard money in one form or another. The last breaking point was Nixon's 1971 measure to suspend the international convertibility of the dollar to gold, a move of desperation that was supposed to be temporary but grew into a policy on its own, in its own right, defined by the economic micromanagement of the Federal Reserve. I want to point out what we say on the show, and this is true, is that 97% of, or something like that, of the value of the dollar's value has been lost since 1913.
When the Federal Reserve Act was passed.
When the Federal Reserve Act was passed. Now, I don't know the exact number. I didn't look this up beforehand because I didn't think about this until just now. But since they're talking about Nixon here, it's something like 92% of the dollar's value has been lost since 1971 mm-hmm. when this when Richard Nixon did exactly what they're saying here. So once it was the last tether was snapped to the dollar from gold to the dollar, that's when you saw the dollars just plummeted since then.
And there was a big period of inflation in the 70s, and the only reason why the dollar didn't collapse by 1980 was that they decided the dollar was worth saving at the time, and they raised interest rates at 20% to break the back of inflation. And if they hadn't done that, the dollar probably would have gone bye-bye much sooner.
Yeah. And now it's the world's reserve currency, and they're printing a whole bunch of them, and I think that it could be really disastrous, as does apparently the legislators in Utah.
So that's pretty interesting. And you said that one of the provisions was that they're going to look at creating a system to accept gold and silver, which they would have to do, right? Because essentially if they're going to make it legal tender, which means that it is accepted for all debts, public and private, then that means they will have to have some sort of official method of accepting it. They'll have to be able to, to be certain that what they're getting is 0.999 fine or whatever it is that they're being paid in, and that means that all the government bureaucrats that are normally used to taking cash will have to be retrained in order to be able to identify and take gold and silver. That alone seems like a fairly bureaucratic and unfortunately expensive task, but at the same time, it's an interesting concept.
Yeah, it certainly is. If they, if they have some kind of system for, because that's something they're going to have to deal with. They have to deal with counterfeiting. They have to deal with dilution. There mm-hmm. certainly are 14 karat coins out there that somebody would try to pass off as pure gold. These things are issues. How much is a gold coin worth? Because spot value is what everybody would like to believe the gold coin is worth. It's simply not.
No, it's worth what it sells for.
Well, that much is true. And there's a premium, some kind of premium on the gold. So you could have this rare gold coin, of which there are only a few in existence. That's going to be significantly more valuable than a gold coin, say, like a U.S. silver or U.S. gold eagle.
No, is this past veto proof, or it still requires the signature of the?
It requires the signature of the governor.
So we will see on this. I mean,
but
still,
as I said, this
seen.
Was a grassroots effort passed by two freshman House members. That says to me that, everybody else is like, well, why not accept it, I guess?
Yeah.
What's the reason? Why would I stand in the way of this?
Right. People must be seeing the value in the idea of having alternative currency today. So that's pretty cool.
And the fact that this is being done by a state is significant because as we speak, the Liberty Dollar trial is going on.
That's correct.
And he was a private individual group that started this thing, and they became very successful, and the feds went after him and shut him down. Now, I don't know if they'd be able to do the same thing against a state government.
By the way, the latest...
I would think not. They can't. I mean, it's constitutional what they're doing.
Since you bring up the Liberty Dollar trial, I wanted to remind folks they can go to Liberty 4 Free, Liberty the number 4 and Free, and then right at the top there's a link to... the latest Liberty Dollar trial news. Well, I guess it's a few days old at this point, but there's a lady who is attending the trial and reporting back as to all the questions that are being asked and answered during the trial.
A very important trial, by the way.
Absolutely. It's going to determine a lot about whether or not alternative currencies will be viable for the future and as far as them avoiding being raided by the Federal Reserve. And to go back to the Bitcoin, this can't happen to the Bitcoin because it's completely distributed. It's completely anonymous, the peer-to-peer, the whole network. There's a network of possibly thousands of computers that are connected together to create this currency. So there's no way that the feds can go and target one office and take the whole thing offline like they did with the Liberty Dollar.
There's also e-gold, and there's a few different...
e-gold's under attack, too, aren't they? Aren't there founders in trouble?
Yeah, you're right. But there's a few others, too. There's e-bullion, there's goldmoney.com, for example, which keeps their stuff off out of the United States.
Smart.
Yeah.
So, and I think that we may see more of that with gold and silver, is sort of distributed... safe houses, basically. Instead of it all being in one mint or one vault like it was with the Liberty Dollar, having it in different locations.
And there's a bank called EverBank, which is based in Florida, but they're online. And you can open up an account in another currency. And they also have a Metal Select account, which you can open up in gold or silver.
I'm going to have to check that one out.
I'm familiar with that.
All right, more coming up here. Your thoughts, welcome. Alternative currency or whatever it is you want to discuss. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. You can enjoy our website completely free, so head over to freetalklive.com. to do that. You can enjoy our webcam there. It's one of the many features that we give to you there. Totally free. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, pull that up, and get access to our chat room as well, because it's built into the same page. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners as you watch and listen to the show at cam.freetalklive.com. The Cam, brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. You work in the industry where they use optical transceivers, this is the place to buy them. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. I've gone to the website. I've looked. In fact, they are up to 99% off of list price. They also have customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. In some cases, they can get the private labeling done that evening and still ship it out to you the next day. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
Let's continue. Take your phone calls about what you want. Drew is listening in Arizona. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, everybody. I wanted to call in and share an idea that we've been working on out here in Arizona, which is very similar to what you're talking about tonight, and basically a spin off of Shire Silver. We were really excited about Shire Silver, but it's difficult to trade that or barter that locally here in Phoenix because people are not as aware of what it is, and it's not you can't prove to somebody that it's silver.
That was one of my objections with the Shire Silver. It's something that an activist came up, or I guess a group of activists came up with here in New Hampshire. And my first immediate response when I saw one was, how the hell do I know this is silver? Because essentially it's a little plastic card with a piece of metal embedded into it. It's kind of a clear plastic. You can see
it's pretty.
That there is a piece of metal there. Yeah, the graphics look nice
as
well.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, there are going to be a bunch of good ideas that come first before one that actually sticks. And I don't really feel like Shire Silver is going to stick. Because of that issue, it's like how do I know this isn't a piece of an aluminum can that has been put in this in this card? So I totally understand where you're coming from. What is it that you guys came up with?
So instead of using strips of silver, we started putting in pre-1965 90% dimes. So I just laminated. It's the same thing. It's a business card size. It's laminated, and inside is a dime that is 90% silver, coin silver, junk silver, they call it, and two. People in the freedom movement, more so than average individuals, understand and are already educated to what that dime is worth, or that it is 90% silver and that's valuable. Today, as we speak, that dime is worth $2.50. So with
very
one of
these interesting.
Dimes,
just to point out, my first thought about that is that that's useful because it keeps it separate from the rest of the pocket change. That was one of my like somebody gave me one of these pre 1960 1964 and beyond. It's 1964 and earlier, right? So dimes in 1964 qualify as 90%
but
silver.
The problem is they're not making any more of those, so your supply is limited. That would be my only objection to it.
There is that, and we've experienced that locally. We bought bunch of dimes and started doing this, and then we went to the coin store and said, okay, we'd like more, and this is right as silver started shooting up to 35 about 2 weeks ago, and the gentleman that we were purchasing from had run out. Now, there are other stores that have them. You're right. There isn't.
I know that Midas Resources has them. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com. At least the last time I looked, Mark.
Yeah, they got a 1,000 dime bag that they'll send you.
Right. So they've got a boatload of them there. And again, that's silver.freetalklive.com.
I think these are great form of currency too.
No, but I love how you keep it separate by laminating it and making it making sure people are aware. This is special. This isn't just your average dime. There's a reason why it's been laminated.
Yeah, that's right. And also, your average person is not going to know what that old dime is really worth. They think it's just worth 10 cents still. So by having it in a card, you can kind of
put information around it.
Put information around it.
You can put information on how much, what the silver content is, because many of those dimes have been worn to some extent, and they have sort of this functioning number, and I think it's point. I can't remember what it is, but they have some kind of number that they have of an ounce of silver, of a troy ounce of silver, and so then you can quantify that. You can get the spot price of that day, use it against that that number, and then you'll come up with what it's worth.
Hey, along those lines, and you're right about it. You keeping it separate. If someone gave me a quarter, that's another good point. A quarter, a pre-64 quarter is worth like $6.70 or something. So, again, these are small values that are easily bartered. You can barter with, say, for lunch or for whatever product or service. But again, getting back to the idea of, you know, putting that dime in your pocket, you're just going to mix it up with all your other stuff and not, you know, remember which one it is. So we put it in the card, and like you were saying, on the back we have information, and we have to assume a price, a spot price. So we just say $30, and this is what the dime will be worth at $30. This is what a quarter is worth at $30. And on some of them, we have larger charts that go through 50-cent pieces, some of the 40% silver coins that have come out, the quarters from like 65 to 71 or something like that.
Yeah, there's a few of those.
So it is an educational thing. So, you know, here in Arizona, I made sure to give it, sell them to activists and have them go out and just explain it to people. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good educational tool.
Do you find anybody being reticent to, you know, because if somebody put 30 on there, the first thing that I'm going to be thinking of is, well, what's silver worth today? You know, and obviously right now it's worth $34 an ounce. But,
yeah.
You know, so at that point you're giving up $4 to $6. I mean, it was up to 36 almost.
No, it's just a suggested, like, if silver is worth, you're saying you've got a chart there that says if silver is worth 30, then this is worth this. If silver is worth 40, then the dime is worth X. Is that's what you're doing, right?
Right. Unlike coinflation.com, I can't have an app, you know, I can't
sure.
count it up or enter in the spot price. So we just picked the base price. And actually, we've made some newer ones since. We picked 35 on those because the price was going up, and we thought, well,
yep.
you know, they're going to this trade show to be hopefully used, we'll put 35 on there because that's what the price was last weekend.
Now, how much effort are you putting in? I mean, how difficult is it to put a dime in this card? And can anyone go on the web somewhere to see what this looks like?
They sure can. At the moment, I wanted to just briefly mention, this kind of stemmed out of a project that my friend Nick Barnett was working on, where they built a calculator application for your smartphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he called and told us about that.
Yeah, he called in before about this, and the idea there was, okay, so we've got this great calculator, but I'm not going to pull my junk silver out of the safe and go spend it. Well, if I put it in a card form, I'm more likely to leave it in my wallet, and then if I do want to try to barter with it, we could go do that and, you know, see if it happens. We actually went today driving around trying to find somebody who would trade with us or do some business with us. Nick tried to get a haircut. We tried to buy a 40 from a grocery or from a convenience store that... These stores have signs outside that say, we buy gold. Now they're trying to buy loose jewelry gold and melt it down.
Right.
But we figured since they had the sign, they at least understand that gold and silver is valuable. We might be able to start a conversation with them and see if they'd sell us whatever for
a
dime.
How'd that go?
It didn't go well at all. The gentleman at the haircutting place, he bought gold. He would buy jewelry gold from you and melt it if you wanted to sell it to him. And he understood that the silver dimes were silver dimes, that they were worth what we said they were worth, but he was too afraid of the tax man and doing a haircut and doing business with this and bartering with it because it's not going to show up on his, you know, his
so
bottom line.
People are so frightened to live like free people. I'll tell you what, Drew, if you can hang on, I want to know more about this. You said there's a website. We'll get to that here in a moment. Can you stick with us?
Yes, thanks.
All right, more with Drew here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is what we need. We need people to get out there and innovate new ideas to get alternative currencies like gold and silver or whatever, Bitcoin, into people's hands to get away from the Federal Reserve note. It's one of the only ways you can keep the value that you've earned in life. It's Free Talk Live.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to Le Cig. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We're talking about alternative currencies. We're going to continue that discussion here in a moment, but you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, they do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They know that the way they treat your customer reflects on you, their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment that money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page, SACL CAI.
We're going back to Drew, listening in Arizona. Drew, who's one of the guys behind the Cop Block podcast, which is a great little show that keeps people informed as to some of the awful police abuses that go on in this country on a weekly basis. Drew, are you back with us?
Yeah.
Okay, Drew.
Quick note about the Cop Block podcast. I'm not really as involved as Nick is. I just helped him get it set up and learn the technical side of how to podcast. And I just want to compliment him because it's exploding and actually is I guess not viewership, but his listenership is trending upwards on the Podomatic website.
Oh, fantastic.
So I think, you know, thank you for the opportunity to be on LRN and that, you know, help get that podcast out to more people. And so that people are getting this good it's just not good police accountability news.
Yeah. It's a good report. It's well done, but the news is certainly not good. So we're talking about alternative currencies, and you guys have come up with a neat idea up there, and you kind of borrowed an idea that some of the activists in New Hampshire had come up with, which had a few holes in it, and you've kind of come up with something that I think just right out the gate sounds a lot better. You've taken free 1964 or 1964 and prior dimes, which are 90% silver, and you're laminating them in some sort of a cardstock. I'm not sure how you're doing going about that, but and then you're including information on the card about what this is, that it is silver, it's mostly silver, and that here's its value essentially, and you're getting out the word about gold and silver, specifically silver. And I think it's interesting. You said there's a website where people can go to take a look at this.
There's a website that's mainly more about the application itself, but you can see a few YouTube videos on that site on the About page. And the website is whatisthiscoinworth.info. So I don't know. It's a bit long, but we think it's catchy enough. So whatisthiscoinworth.info. And we got excited about this idea, and we thought about opening up a storefront and selling these. And then we realized I think we'd rather keep the silver ourselves. It's been a fun process, you know, doing this and learning about it. And to plug Shire Silver, we got all the information from their site. They've essentially open sourced what they're doing, and we're using the same laminate they use. We're using the same card size. We got most of that information from them. You know, I bought some, and that was kind of when this started. I ordered some online. I just wanted to hold on to it and look at it and think about it, and that's how this idea develops from Shire Silver. And the neat thing that we've done, and we're really excited about Porkfest because we're going to take a bunch of these there and
that was going to be my next question for you, because I think that you had mentioned before that you and Nick, you guys were going to come up to Porkfest, so I'm kind of excited to see what this looks like in real life.
Yeah, and there are pictures, and they are in the YouTube videos there on the site, so you can see them yourself. And I am selling them online on a website called libertytrade.net, which is a new site that's just developing, but it's a barter site. It's locally based here in Phoenix, more or less, and there's not a lot of products there, but it's a neat site and another neat concept that kind of dovetails with what we're doing, so I decided to put some up there. So if people really wanted to get some online, they can, and I'd be happy to mail them. What you said earlier is so true. You know, what is the value of the silver, or what is the spot value, the correct value? No, the correct value is whatever somebody will pay for it. So on a lot of these cards, we did flashy images. We got a lot of End the Fed images because, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand. The one says End the Fed, and the other has Thomas Jefferson pointing at you.
Yeah,
you
that's know, what I was just looking at it here at whatisthiscoinworth.info. You click the About page, and there's the right there is a big picture of these. They're very, very cool. I mean, full color, nice looking, and like you said, different logos can be put on these, which is really cool.
So, right, we did a Ron Paul one because it was, you know, hat tip to Ron Paul. If, you know, he's been on this issue for so long. And we actually got those to CPAC. And they were selling for a little bit more because it was CPAC, and the activists had to pay to fly to CPAC. And so, and people were excited about Ron Paul. So those went for a little more. We went to a Tea Party event, and they go for more, you know, because I don't really like Tea Party people. But you see what I'm saying, that, you know, and amongst my friends, I definitely sold it to them for basically the cost because I wanted them to have it. I wanted
just
them to go
out
and show their friends. I wanted them to, you know, use this as an educational tool. And so we've just been promoting it, you know, locally, you know, a lot, but we really haven't tried to get it outside of that. But we did mail a few to a few friends, and there's an event in New Hampshire, I think this coming weekend, a Nullify event.
That's right.
And we hope that a few might surface at that event.
Oh, cool. I'll keep my eyes open because Mark and I are actually going to be at that. You're talking about the Nullify Now event. It's going to be happening in Manchester, but it's not just a Manchester thing, Mark. There are several of these happening across the country.
All across the country. They're on
a
tour.
Not on the same day, right? So it's going to go somewhere else.
You got different places.
Well, and I'll wrap it up. But George Donnelly is having a big event. I think it's two weekends from now. The Agora I.O., the UN conference. We're going to be giving a little presentation about the calculator app and the idea of the barter cards that we've come up with and some of the other ideas. I mean, this idea has really become explosive, and we're having a hard time keeping up with it all. So, you know, there's a lot of neat ideas, and we're looking for people's feedback so we can just, you know, we want to open source this because I can't afford to buy every pre-64 dime on the planet. So I'm trying to figure out how to encourage other activists to do something similar. And we've already seen somebody, John Bush down in Austin, is going to emulate what we're doing because he likes it so much. So
how much time does it take to put one of these things together? I mean, you've got the these certain little laminate materials you've ordered, and obviously there's some time involved in this, right? Like, how long would it take you to make one of these cards?
Well, I don't want it. We laugh. It's trade secret, but literally our process is a card per minute. But we bought a new laminator, a smaller laminator specific for this. We bought some card punches, a hole punch, so it punches a good looking hole in and a smooth hole in the card. We trim the corners. They call it a corner adjourner, and you trim the corners so they're rounded edges. So the card looks really nice, mm-hmm. and we've kind of had to buy these little tools and such. So we've got it down, and it really, Nick and I can sit here at his house over a couple, over an hour and make 100 of them, literally. I mean, it goes really fast once you start making them. The problem is, and this has actually been one of our cost issues, is if we just print a few sheets, if you print one sheet of cards, it has 12 cards on it, it's 12 up, that'll cost you $250 at Kinko's. If I could figure out how to print 100 sheets, and that'd be 1,200 cards, I could get that cost down at a professional print shop. The only problem is I don't have 1,200 dimes to commit to these cards. So there's a lot of risk involved in what we're doing, but it's a lot of fun, and we think what we really like about it, to get back to Shire Silver, is one thing we made sure to do on the new design we did was we put the actual weight of silver content on the back of the coin. So a dime has 2.25 grams of silver. Shire Silver is based in grams or 5 grams. 2.5 is not an easy number to work with, but you could make them tradable or comparable or add them together if you wanted to buy a larger purchase. So, again, getting back to Quirkfest, we're just really excited to see what the free market of Quirkfest is going to do with this. It's not really up to us. It's up to the free market.
Sure.
And so we're just kind of excited to run through that experiment.
I think it's a neat product. Wayne?
I was going to ask you, what's stopping you from also doing quarters and 50, old 50-cent pieces? Because, yeah, the denomination will be different, but you'll have more supply of product that way. Or potential.
That's correct. And we have put quarters in some cards. 50-cent pieces are a bit big.
Yeah.
We were using standard-sized business cards. I couldn't tell you what the dimensions are, but then we shrunk it down to be the exact same size as Shire Silver. They're a bit smaller. They fit in your wallet nice.
Right.
At that size, the quarter will fit. A 50-cent piece won't really fit in there. But, yeah, we've done quarters, and we'd like to do more. The only issue we have with that is we haven't been selling those as much because nobody wants to give us $7-$8 for a quarter.
Right.
They'd just rather give us a few dollars for a few dimes.
The cost is an issue, and acquiring them is also an issue. But as we mentioned here, if you wanted to get 1,000 of these things, to these dimes, these pre-1965 dimes, they've got them over at Midas Resources in quite a large supply, from what I understand.
Silver.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, junk silver bags are still around.
Correct. Silver.freetalklive.com. Drew, thanks for the update tonight. Neat idea, and like you said, it's open source, so hopefully some other people are running with it too. Thanks for the call. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars of the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Up-and-coming bands Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty D. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring and children come under admitted free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dialing toll-free. Bring up anything you want, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there. We give them all away. And those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their website. So, again, enjoy at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, like, for instance, printing out flyers or business cards regarding Free Talk Live. Also, web banners, graphics that you can use. All of it free, of course. Promote.freetalklive.com.
I want you to imagine opening your front door and coming face to face with your identity thief, the criminal who wasn't content to just steal your bank accounts and use your credit cards. This guy knows where you live, and he's staking out your house and watching your family. That's what Fox News reported on about one woman. Fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock. She said without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known the thieves were coming, and added LifeLock services are legit. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. I don't want any of you to suffer the personal and financial firestorm that identity theft brings. Protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft program that I use, LifeLock. LifeLock is the best, and it's guaranteed. So join me on my mission that none of you will fall victim to identity theft this year. I need you to call now because I was able to get you a 60-day bonus of LifeLock protection. I had previously told you that it's a 30-day bonus and the shredder. My mistake. That's not available yet. You get a 60-day bonus of LifeLock if you call this number at 800-242-2693. It's 800-242-2693. One more time, 800-242-2693 for LifeLock.
All right, so we're going to continue here, taking your phone calls. We've been talking about silver, and if we get a chance, I've actually got, since we're on that topic, I've had something in my show prep for a bit, 8 reasons why silver is the investment of the decade. And I have to say that, Mark, you've convinced me on this dime thing, especially with Drew's call there talking about how it can easily be made. These 1964 and previous dimes, which have 90% silver in them, can be made into kind of like an alternative currency. And Wayne, you made a great point on the break. The Liberty Dollar people are under fire from the federal government on the idea that they were ostensibly trying to market their product as though it were U.S. currency, which, of course, they weren't. All of their marketing materials made it clear that this is not U.S. currency, and that's the reason why it's useful.
Right. But they were accused of that because it wasn't minted by the U.S. Mint,
right.
And they were using it a currency backed by it, and it was. I think they were waiting for a convenient excuse, and actually, I think that the case against the Liberty Dollar is very weak. But despite that,
I agree with you. But they're still having to go and defend themselves in federal court because of these, you know, bogus charges. But if people are trading in pre-1964 dimes, then those are U.S. That is or was U.S. currency, and so it's legal to call that a coin. It's legal to. There's no counterfeiting concern.
And from what I've heard, right now, junk silver bags are available, whereas the big demand has been silver eagles. That's what everybody seems to want, although Canadian maple leaves are just as good, really.
But the eagles, I think, is a slightly larger premium than maple leaves. And I think it's because there's more Americans. Americans like American stuff.
Sure, sure.
Well, it's right. I was just over at silver.freetalklive.com website just to get a price check and looked at the spot price on silver. It's actually down slightly. It's up 10% from the last time I bought. I bought it around 30. Now it's at around 33-something, but it was at 36, so might be a good time to buy. I certainly am going to. I'm going to grab some of these dimes up there. They've got the survival, what they call the survival bag of 1,000 dimes for around $2,700 or just under 27.90 or something like that. That includes shipping.
Having a variety of denominations isn't a bad idea either, though, Ian. I think that if you're going to buy dimes for what they're using them for, great. But I think having a variety of denominations could be good in the future because having some quarters, maybe even a few 50-cent pieces, but mostly quarters and dimes is actually better.
Well, I've got ounces. I've got plenty of, ounces of silver.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where to get quarters, so
well,
the dimes
junk,
are there.
The junk silver bags will have both dimes and quarters.
Well, these have dimes, so I like the idea of being able to break it down to smaller denominations.
Sure.
It makes sense to me. I mean, if I want something larger, then I'll just pay with an ounce. So to have two is better than just having ounces.
Sure.
So.
I'm just thinking about if the dollar really does collapse and people are forced to use that, silver is going to go up very, very high. And so having a few different denominations could help. But I agree that dimes are probably the best thing to have, at least a bag of.
I like Midas. I trust them. I've done business with them before. They're the company that's behind syndicating this radio program. So I don't really feel that I need to go and hunt down some quarters when I can just get a few dimes instead.
Sure.
So anyway, that's what I'm going to do here. When the show's over, go to silver.freetalklive.com and take care of that. Let's talk to Chris in Wisconsin. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Chris, that doesn't sound like Chris. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We want to actually talk to real human beings on this program. So let's see. So here's a story from LouRockwell.com where they have the 8 reasons why silver is the investment of the decade. This according to Max Lavo. And we're going to skip by the introduction and just get right to the 8 reasons. Number 1, demand is not only up but still rising. The U.S. Mint in the months of January and February sold as many dollars of silver as they sold dollars of gold. The Chinese used to export 100 million ounces of silver. They now import 112 million ounces.
Yeah.
And that's in a market that's a total of 800 million ounces, or a 20% shift just in Chinese demand. Number 2. Supply and delivery challenges for physical bullion. In a market that trades roughly 400 million paper ounces a day, when Sprott Asset Management was preparing to open their physical silver trust, they had difficulty acquiring just 15 million ounces. Other evidence from the U.S. Mint further solidifies this point. The Mint recently advised potential investors that it can no longer coin the popular silver American Eagle, saying that, quote, the United States Mint will resume production of American Eagle silver uncirculated coins once sufficient inventories of silver bullion blanks can be acquired to meet market demand for all 3 American Eagle silver coin products.
They don't have enough silver to make.
And they had
silver
a record
Eagles.
Month in January. They sold more than they ever have in 1 month.
But they're not making new ones. They're selling out of old stock, right?
Yeah, I think so, but I know that in January, it probably was anything they had in stock, but it was just the demand was astronomical in January.
Number three, technological demand for silver is increasing. In 2010, industrial production of silver was up 18% due to rising demand from the technology sector. Among other things, it's increasingly being used in computers, cell phones, and solar panels. Healthcare, alternative, and traditional is another market segment that will see silver demand increase because of its antibiotic properties. It's already being used in bandages, clothing, and medical devices. Number four, silver is closing the margin on the gold-to-silver ratio. Historically, though not in recent decades, silver has traded at an average ratio of about 16 to 1. And it's currently trading at about 40 to 1, and just recently was trading at nearly 70 to 1. If the historical ratio of gold to silver holds up, then if gold is priced at $1,600 an ounce, silver would need to be trading at about $100. If gold were to trade at $3,000 an ounce, a prediction made by several contrarian precious metals analysts, silver would trade at $300 if the gold to silver ratio returned to its historical norms.
It's hard to imagine silver trading at $300 an ounce. But there are so many people out there saying numbers like that. It's devastating to me to believe it, but to think that I bought it at $7 an ounce and still have some of those.
It was over $50 an ounce in 1980, and that was in 1980 dollars.
Yeah, right.
Wow, that's so crazy.
If you change those out for dollars today, you're probably talking $200, $300.
Yeah, so silver's not even at its all-time high right now, whereas gold is past its all-time high.
There's a silver shortage. Number five, we've already discussed the supply issues that many investors taking large deliveries may be experiencing, but there's also a pricing disconnect occurring that indicates supply problems, at least in the short term, are prevalent. According to analysts, forward-looking silver prices indicate that a silver shortage exists. The phenomenon of price backwardation is one way of being able to identify this. Though there are millions of ounces in the ground, backwardation can mean there's simply not enough of an asset available right now. Sprott, for example, says that when they purchased the aforementioned 15 million ounces of silver, some of it wasn't even minted until 2 weeks after they made the purchase, suggesting that existing inventory is simply not available. Six, more paper money. As the U.S. Federal Reserve and central banks around the world continue to deal with fiscal issues through monetary means, more and more paper currency hits the global marketplace. As a result, more money is chasing fewer goods, with silver being one of those goods.
Yep.
For the reasons above, as well as the fact that there is more money available, the price of silver will continue to inflate just like other hard assets. Over the last 100 years, since the Federal Reserve was established, the U.S. dollar has lost some 95% of its value, and this is a long-term, 100-year trend. And given the current policies of the Fed, which are no different than the policies of the last century, the U.S. dollar will continue to depreciate. Gold for Main Street. While an ounce is number seven, while an ounce of gold may cost $1,500, silver is significantly cheaper, giving working individuals and families the ability to invest without having to spend this month's mortgage on a coin.
That's right. That means that people that would otherwise buy gold are now buying silver.
It's in higher demand as a result. And there's one more about crisis as well. If you want to read the full document, it's over at lourockwell.com. The article is titled Eight Reasons Why Silver is the Investment of the Decade, and I'll put it in my usual show prep links here tonight. You can check out the rest of it. But, yeah, it sounds pretty good to me. Anyway, we're out for tonight. Back tomorrow. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.